Hey guys, Lady Uwaki here, coming to you with a brand new incest audio. I put a lot of effort into this one, so if you enjoy it, make sure to bust a nut all over that upvote button. And don't forget to leave a comment and subscribe. I'll be doing a giveaway at the end of the month, so you don't want to miss an opportunity to join Uwaki's Jackoffies. Anyways, on to the audio, guys. Enjoy! Well, hello, big brother, to whom I'm definitely related to by blood. How are you doing today? Did you have a good day at school or work, depending on which you're occupied with at the moment? Giggle. How funny, big brother. You always make me laugh ever since we were children together, considering the fact that, as siblings related to by blood in a nuclear family, the implication is that we grew up in the same household. Me? Oh, my day was good. But my boyfriend broke up with me this morning. Oh no, this makes me so sad and cry and stuff. Aw, older sibling, you're so nice. There's that guy with his motorcycle again. Alright, fucktard, you can stop revving your engine at any moment now. Alright, okay. Now where was I? Oh, nope, there's the engine some more. Room. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Oh, yes, your balls are so big, and that dick must be huge for you to rev your engine like that so constantly. Anyways, where was I? Oh my god, are you kidding me? Vroom, vroom, vroom. He's still going. Do you hear that? Okay, now where was I? Oh, older sibling, you're so nice. You're right, I don't need that bastard. He's ugly anyways, and doesn't even have good taste in music. He always acts like he's so impressive because he got a job at some stupid fucking communications firm with a goddamn lazy name like Ferris Wheel or some bullshit. And he left me for that fucking Samantha, who, honestly, totally has fake tits, and he said he thought that was tacky. But, of course, he was a lying piece of shit like all the others. And oh my god, Steven, take me back. I miss you so much. I can't make it without you. I miss the times we spent together and the way you looked at me. I mean, yeah, you're right, big brother. I don't need him. Not as long as I have you. You're the only person I need in this world. Oh, and our parents aren't home today. I totally forgot to mention that earlier, as it's really important to this audio. But, sigh, I will have to be honest with you, big brother. It has been so long since I've engaged in the act of coitus with another human being, and I am so penned up. Whatever will I do, older brother? Gasp! You would have sex with me? But big brother, you are my big brother. The moral, and not to mention legal, depending on the state in which we live in, consequences of such an action would be dire. Hi, airplane. Oh, well, I'll continue recording over the airplane. I can never do such a thing with you. Well, because we are related to by blood, and such a thing is taboo in today's society, although statistics show that, honestly, it happens more often than we think. We can't. Well, now that you put it that way, I guess I could just put aside my entire moral dilemma and suddenly agree to mash my genitals with yours without need of any real discussion. All right, older sibling, let's put the zest in incest and have sexual intercourse. Hmm? You like my big tits, brother? Well, the earth may be flat, but this chest ain't, big brother. I have to admit, I am so turned on right now, big brother. I can't believe we're about to. Oh my god, mom, go away! I'm recording an audio! I don't care about your goddamn laundry. I said I'm recording an audio for Reddit. God, mom, you're so annoying. So is that motorcyclist. Oh my god. And there he goes, revving his engine again. Wonderful. Vroom, vroom. Yes, we get it already. Why don't you go wave your dick somewhere else? My god. Alright. Anyways, I am so ready to engage in... What the hell is that word again? Wait, let me Urban Dictionary this shit. Oh, intercourse. Right. Okay, I got it now. To engage in intercourse with you, big brother... There is that motorcycle again. To engage in intercourse with you, big brother. Here, let me remove my panties. Giggle. I shaved my vagina just for you, big brother. Even though just seconds ago I was against the idea of having sex with you. Unless you're into that natural look. In which case, big brother, don't stare too much at my beautiful bush. You'll embarrass me. Giggle. Oh, big brother, you're so funny. You make me laugh, haha. Oh my, your penis has gotten so hard looking at my beautiful naked form. How embarrassing. Did the sight of my gorgeous form and impressive physique arouse you, big brother? Huh? You are such a pervert, big brother. Now... Let me lay down on the... Shit. I've never established where this is taking place. I guess I could make it in their bedroom or something? Or, like, the living room. I guess? Now the bedroom. Let me lay down on my bed and await your beautiful throbbing erection. Oh, big brother, I can't believe we're about to do this. This is so taboo. Okay, I'm ready. That's right. Your dick is a battering ram, and I'm a big wooden door in the Middle Ages. Ram me, big brother. That's it. Plow me like a farmer's field. Spread my legs like they're delicious avocado and toast, and destroy my pussy like it's a housing market. Oh, yes. Hey guys, just stopped to tell you that this audio is sponsored by Yellow Apron. Yellow Apron is a monthly service that delivers ready-to-cook meals right to your door. So meal planning is becoming a breeze. By filling out a form on their website, you can select vegetarian or even vegan options. Or even ask for meals that work with your schedule. Enter the coupon code... Damn you, phone. Enter the coupon code... Ravage my pussy harder, daddy, on yellowapron.com for a free trial run for 3 months starting now. Yellow Apron, the smart way to cook. Now, back to the audio. Oh, fuck, that's it. Have sex with me, big brother. Ravage me like I'm a fragile ecosystem and you're one of the many causes of climate change. Oh, fuck, that's it. I'm a sexual pumpkin and you're a knife carving an orgasm into me. Yes. Oh, faster. Gotta go faster, brother. Gotta go fast. Yes. Defeat the Dark Souls boss that is my vagina. Yeet my virginity into the sky, big brother. Oh, yes. Oh my god, this sex is so lit, big brother. It's so wrong and taboo and stuff in like a sexy way and we're both enjoying with mutual consent. Oh, fuck. Oh. I've run out of the metaphors and analogies, but the point is that I'm enjoying the act of sex with a member of my bloodline. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Wait. Let me do that again. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, woo. What's this? I feel an orgasm coming on, big brother. I'm preparing to. I may be edging closer and closer to. The chemicals sent by my brain to different organs in my body lead me to believe that I'm going to orgasm. Oh my, big brother, I can't believe you came inside me. If that's sexy to you, then I'm totally not on the pill and stuff. Oh, big brother, all of this feels so... The aftercare to this audio is only available to Platinum members. To get your Platinum membership today for only $12.99 a month, or get your Platinum membership today for only $12.99 a month or $15.99 a month for additional 2 minutes of audio. Platinum members, the smart way to get off. Oops. Platinum membership, the smart way to get off. Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to comment and leave me a follow and go to yellowapron.com for your free trial run with my special code, Ravage My Pussy Harder Daddy. Alright, love you guys. See you in the next audio, and, as always, I don't actually have a catchphrase, but we'll pretend like there's a catchphrase here. Enjoy! Or, hope you enjoyed. Whatever.